What up, K-State Nation? Another episode of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer here for another edition of this K-State Podcast. All things K-State Athletics here, coming to you on November 11th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Once again, appreciate your support for this everyday K-State Podcast. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Getting our end right into it here just for a few more minutes. Found this out last night. Spoken about it a little bit on one of the recordings of the show, pre-recordings of the show, and we'll say here on this football edition of the show. We already know the Dylan Edwards situation there, so that's been all taken care of there on that one. We talked about it already. That episode is now out on the Purple Project Podcast feed, along with the Go Power Cat Podcast has an episode on that as well. But we did not know, coming late, yes, last night, and it was official there on multiple reports. K-State linebacker and your leading tackler will not be available for the rest of the year. And I'm talking about Austin Romaine. If I can pull up the tab on this computer. Here, K-State, the linebacker. K-State, three games to go. In the regular season, obviously. And we all know what K-State is battling for at this moment in time, right, heading in down to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State this Saturday, obviously, there. Austin Romaine for the rest of the season after he hurt his hand a couple weeks ago and finally opted for surgery rather than to continue playing through the pain therein. We all noticed that, obviously. The club, the hand, this is left hand that we've seen, really, it feels like since early in the season that we've seen that hand being made into a club hand there as well. And we've sometimes called him out for not playing well. But despite all of that, still led a team of tackles there as well. 66 tackles in the 2025 campaign comes to a close there as well. Huge hit for his defense. And now, as reported by Kelsey Robinette and several others there, Des Cornell will be obviously filling in that spot now, which will open up another linebacker this week to get more playing time, obviously. I mean, we've seen Gay Powers this year, Asa Newsome at stretches this year. So this is going to open up another linebacker to come up in there and step up to the plate. Because, look, I've noted the struggles with K-State down in Stillwater over the past handful of years. Doesn't matter what team it is. And look, Oklahoma State does not have a conference win. They only have one win of the season. It's not even a conference win. So to go down, you're already, obviously, you're not having your, with your dynamic running back, finally hitting the transfer portal. You ain't going to have him. Well, we've been playing without him all year, it seems like. And now you're not going to be with Romaine, Kurtz Patrick, one of the two. Same thing. He was ruled officially out for the rest of the year. He hasn't even stepped on the field due to a scary situation all the way back before Ireland even started. So, K-State, they've been hit with some key injuries and I'm not going to say that's an excuse, obviously, but there is, again, like I mentioned on the Edwards episode yesterday, there is a whole host of issues why this team is where they are and could be in danger of not even going to go to the bowl. Let's think about that for a minute as well. So not having your leading tackler on the defense side, and Des Cornell is a close second behind Romaine. Now that's going to be in Des Cornell's hands now for the rest of the year unless something happens to him. Hopefully not, right? So, yeah, I mean, yeah. So this team with all types of issues all year, now it's going to be out without the leading tackler on the defensive side of the ball for K-State. It's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, the third K-State, heading down to Stillwater on Saturday to take on the winless in-conference play Oklahoma State Cowboys there. Has me little concerned. Can't sit here and say, oh, yeah, it's going to be easy and all that. Hey, man, a season is anything but easy, whether it's on the field, off the field. It's just one of those things that now you perk up. It's like, yeah, your favorite. I saw a line that case was favored by 21, something like that. Okay, yeah, I know Oklahoma State has been bad, been terrible all year long, but you just don't know which K-State team is going to show up on the football field come Saturday. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yes, yeah, so another big news topic there. Yep, Kirkpatrick, or Fitzpatrick, it was ruled officially out for the remainder of the year as well. And there was hopeful that he was going to get on the field on the offensive line there as well. And that, unfortunately, on that side of coin has not happened there as well. So that was the big news stories there as well there. And obviously, 4-5 overall, 3-3 in the Big 12 with three games to go. Oklahoma State, right? And then you have Utah next. Utah, depending on what happens with them, ranked 15th in the country. Already marked that out down as loss. Unless K-State somehow comes out and surprises us all with their best performance of the season. I hate to jump hoops with Oklahoma State here on Saturday, but that's just the reality is, you know, K-State, you know, played, had their moments against at home against Texas Tech there. Really could have put Texas Tech in a bind at home. They didn't do that. Let Texas Tech off the hook. And, of course, K-State piled themselves on with too many mistakes in that game. And I didn't even get to a full reaction on that. I didn't get a full reaction on that. I mean, we can talk about it in the pregame a little bit coming up when I record that later on this week here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. But, yeah, K-State had an opportunity to put Texas Tech in a deep hole in Manhattan. Didn't do it. And eventually, Texas Tech made plays, and then they caught fire, and of course, they put it on K-State in that fourth quarter right there. I believe that's the last time K-State took the field. Yeah, it was that game with Texas Tech, where Texas Tech obviously now all alone in the conference. You had them pretty much dead to rights early in the first quarter, something like that, and then of course they made plays while you did not make the plays, and you still shot yourself in the foot with fundamentals and all that other stuff. So, yeah, man, I mean, K-State had opportunities there. We've had opportunities all year long, it seems like, in certain games, Texas Tech, Baylor, these losses, Arizona, these things pile up and come back to hurt you at the end. Yeah, Baylor, we talked about that earlier this year. Let's see. Yeah, Texas Tech of note, Arizona of note there. Army not being the physical team. You got to go back to that. Iowa State, know what they are now. Caught up to them. The whole Ireland situation there. I mean, they've been hit with injuries as well too, but they've faded here in the second half of the season as well. So you got your chances there to there's been, and again, we still have three games left of the regular season here. So there's still a lot of ball to unfold for the K-State football team and head coach Chris Kleiman there. But it's one of those things now that, you know, kind of look back and you wonder, what if he didn't play in Ireland? What if he didn't take that deal? What if he made plays? What if Dylan Edwards, you know, is a different player than he was this year? It's just everything just is piles up like leaves one after another. I know fall's going to come to an end here pretty soon with this winter winning weather coming in here in KC, Missouri. But this just adds to the frustration with this football squad here. And just leaves what if, you know, because we come in here with all these expectations for the second year in a row, expecting to compete for an opportunity to get back to Arlington for a chance at another Big 12 title. Obviously, that is not going to happen unless a straight-up miracle happens with. Don't see that happening. So, yeah, you're in this spot now that you're fighting for bowl eligible. You don't get that. And I think the last time, yeah, where were we? What, the COVID year? What was it? Yeah, the first year of this podcast, was it 6-6? That's why I know a lot of people don't really count it. But, again, it's still part of the Pro Project Podcast history that, oh, boy, this team was in trouble. And, of course, the next year, they got themselves back on track. So, yeah, the latest of injuries to hit K-State officially. Austro Man, your leading tackler heading into this week. This Oklahoma State will not be available for the rest of the 2025 season now. Des Purnell takes over. He's going to basically move over and take over the play calling duties on the defensive side of the ball. That's going to open up again the likes of Asa Newsome, Gay Powers, a few other linebackers. a few other linebackers as well to try to fill this void, here as they look to not allow Oklahoma State keep them winless in the conference there. I think that's the main thing there going into Saturday, however the cost that is. You don't want to leave there losing because that's going to add another whole, open a whole another case of worms there. You go down there, Stillwater, and yeah, lay an egg in the early window of that game. Of course, the Big 12 Conference, we'll have another preview of the games on the pregame show coming up later on this week here on the Purple Project Podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts: Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Google, more. Your K-State Wildcats every day on that. Number two, the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Podcast. More bonus coverage of Cats coming soon, obviously. Got to get through another, well, speaking of hurdles, got to get through another hurdle off the podcast. But coming soon, though, I will say we'll get Alex back on for sure. It will either be next week, either this week or next week. Again, got to go over this hurdle. I want to make sure I confirm something first. Well, two things. Well, an important thing first, which I'm not going to share that here in the podcast there as well. I want to be sure there as well. So, yeah, Podbean app. Download that. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Podcast, for more bonus coverage over there. And, of course, tell a fellow K-State fan, once again, about the Pro Project Podcast. We continue to thank you guys, especially this latest stretch. You guys are, you guys, K-State Nation, are amazing, and I thank you guys once again for tapping in to this K-State podcast, which we are coming up on another year of this podcast, and about, I mean, we still have, what, almost another month and a half left of the year, so definitely continue to support, and yes, don't forget to 4 or 5-star rate us. That will help us out, not only just help us out, the host of the podcast, it don't matter what happened to us, but it helps other K-State, new K-State fans find out about this quote-unquote other K-State sports podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.